Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, September 7th, 2021. I'm Jen Cutter. El Salvador's national Bitcoin system crashed as the cryptocurrency became legal tender. The Chivo wallet is currently offline, and El Salvador President Nayib Bukele says server capacity will be increased. Currently, there is no timeline for service restoration. Proton Mail, a privacy and security-focused email service, turned over the IP address of a French climate activist to Swiss police. Proton Mail's CEO Andy Yen states, "In this case, Proton received a legally binding order from the Swiss authorities, which we are obligated to comply with. There was no possibility to appeal this particular request." Yen also says the company plans to better clarify Proton Mail's obligations regarding criminal cases. The UK's Information Commissioner, Elizabeth Denham, is meeting with G7 authorities to propose tech companies adopt browser, app, and device settings that allow people to set lasting privacy preferences of their choosing, rather than having to do that through pop-ups every time they visit a website. This comes in response to the current GDPR climate of having to manually block cookies at every single website individually. An alleged developer for the TrickBot malware and ransomware gang was arrested in South Korea and is currently fighting extradition to the United States. The Russian developer was initially stranded in South Korea due to COVID-19 restrictions and was caught trying to leave the country. The developer claims he did not know his work was for a criminal enterprise and that he was hired from a regular employment site. TSMC, controlling over half of the global foundry market, is going ahead with their rate increase in order to stem the trend of double booking, clients ordering more chips than they need in the hopes of securing production line space, as all chip costs continue to rise into 2022. Display driver integrated circuits are up 50% on last year, with general contract chips, microcontroller chips, and power management chips up 30 to 40%, with some extreme cases showing up to 400 to 500%. Fossil recently updated the Fossil Gen 5 series, adding two new watch faces, but also removing at least 33 previously available faces, reducing the total number to 24. The Gen 5 series won't be upgraded to Wear OS 3, and Fossil has yet to comment on any reason for the removals. ZTE's Nubia sub-brand announced a new gaming phone to challenge Asus Republic of Gamers Phone 5S series. The Red Magic 6S Pro runs off Qualcomm's Snapdragon 888 Plus processor, contains an ICE 7.0 cooling system, a 6.8-inch 165Hz AMOLED display with a touch sampling rate of 720Hz, and the shoulder triggers run at a 450Hz touch sampling rate with a response time of 2.2 milliseconds. The Red Magic 6S also features a triple camera setup on the back, with a 64-megapixel main sensor, an 8-megapixel ultra-wide lens, and a depth sensor, with the front selfie cam at 8 megapixels. The Red Magic 6S Pro will be available September 27th in North America, Europe, and a few other markets. At $599 for the 12GB of RAM and 128GB of storage version, there's a $699 version with 16GB of RAM and 256GB of storage in Cyborg Black, and a transparent version of that phone will be available for $729. DigitalOcean, the cloud infrastructure company, has acquired Nimbella in an undisclosed deal. Nimbella is a 3-year-old startup focused on streamlining multi-cloud serverless software development. Serverless is a cloud-native dev model, allowing developers to create and run applications without having to manage their own servers, and are charged based on usage. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.